Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action.
Ready?
Good morning to you.
Good morning, love.
We're serenading people and stuff.
How about for a second, I forgot that we are pressed record. All right. Now it's just probably
we are hot.
Singing
we
to y'all.
On air.
Right now.
Right.
Good morning, y'all.
You need that sign up there that's lit up.
Right, on air.
On air like.
So you don't forget. Everybody good? Everybody doing
good? Sugar.
Everything copacetic?
It's
yeah,
cool, cool,
niggas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, these niggas,
mm-hmm. Man, these niggas. We gonna get into it about these niggas.
Okay,
but how was everybody's week? Let me say, aside from this coronavirus bullshit,
right.
You know, the week wasn't too bad, but Corona, that Rona is fucking up my coins, and I do not appreciate it. I don't appreciate it.
Singing that shit all week.
And that's all I'ma say.
Like, for real, though. It's some bullshit. It's fucking up everybody's coins. I don't need to sit in the house. Stop being so fucking scared. But other than that, though, my week was... It was okay. It started off a little crazy. But it's all right now.
Good. And we into a new week. This gonna be a great week.
Pushing on, striving on. You hear me?
My week was chill. Ain't do much. Regular stuff. Work. Regular. That was it.
Damn, we gotta get some more excitement in our week.
I got a sideball. It ain't got shit to do. Wait, ahead.
I did. We did do one thing. We went to go see Bobby Valentino.
Oh, Bobby shit. Valentino!
Bobby!
Who's that song?
Slow down. I just wanna get to know ya. Let them turn around.
All right, we can't do so much.
Okay. Shout out, Bobby.
Where's he at?
Right.
City Winery.
Okay, I know.
Look, this is the funny part.
I thought y'all went to a concert.
He was he was live. He was right there.
I mean, yeah,
he
but
was right in front
it's
of
City Winery.
City Winery.
You know, with the Corona, you couldn't. They canceled all concerts.
Yes, they did. Push both my bullshits by.
I'm surprised they allowed that to still happen.
I mean, probably because of where it was.
Probably, and it had to be like
right before
anyway.
She cut off the.
It was
restaurant
right before
thing,
she cut off the thing. But he was like, "Look now." We here. He said, thank y'all for coming out risking y'all lives to support me.
Okay.
No, for real. People was having shows, you know, at smaller venues. Mm-hmm. They were having some comedy shows. Gary Owen did. And it's like, you know, if I had tickets to one of the smaller shows, I would have went.
I'm going, yeah.
I sure would have been up in there.
Fuck out of here.
On the streets with that Rona.
On the streets with that Rona.
Yes, I would have went too. Because shit, you can't get your money back unless they cancel.
Right.
Yes. Oh my gosh, the bar crawl that we supposed to go on to Saturday.
I'm sure canceled.
Canceled? I sent the little email like I would like a refund because they postponed it till April 25th.
Oh, got you. So
I'm trying to figure out. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yes. So I was like, let me get a full refund. You know these bitches sent back a partial refund? And in parentheses, they just said partial refund after I said the full refund. I said, oh, I guess
but
what?
If they already had stuff in place saying that you couldn't get a refund. Right.
Nah, it said refund. It before gave me the option to get the refund, yes.
Okay. Oh. But then, no, you need to get your money back.
Exactly. And so I emailed them, and he was like, they're still processing it. It may take 7 days. So one part of it was released, and probably the other part would be released. I had two tickets. Let the 7 days come up and I don't get the rest of my money.
I'm about to say, I can be patient and wait for my coin for 7 days.
As long as I know it's coming.
On that 8th day, that shit better be there.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to the D.C. school system.
Okay.
For pushing up this spring break.
On top.
Yes, because ain't nobody got time for that.
No. I was being sarcastic.
Too.
I'm really pissed off because y'all fucking up my vacation. I had a week and a half of shit playing with my kids.
Sure did. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I can make arrangements to push our trip back. But what y'all should have did was left the fucking spring break
alone.
Where it
was at. Yep, and just gave them.
God
two
damn
weeks.
It!
For me, I'm
making them do work at home. This ain't no spring break shit.
And I don't make my kids do work at home when they on either. Break. Like, they on break. Just like y'all motherfuckers are. Don't make my child.
But that's the thing. They sent work home.
Oh, with them
they
on Friday.
They calling it a distance learning.
See, they making us come pick their shit up on Tuesday.
I want to sent their shit home Friday. If your kid was at school Friday, they brought all that shit home Friday.
Mine wasn't at school Friday.
Mine iPads, Friday, laptops, and workbooks, and all that shit. Everything.
They sent all at home?
Everything. I mean, well, nah, they ain't give us no electronics, but they got but shit for them to for do.
It, yeah.
On the internet.
Now, for those who don't have internet access, how do they do that?
You know, I am not a then, mother of a
no,
child
but they said for me either, right?
Way,
but,
so I don't know.
No,
I
but they did make a plan for that because they said they just have a packet. You'll have a packet to do handwork. You know
I don't
want to say,
you know, I didn't. I don't be minding business that ain't mine. So if you're a child, a parent news, of a child that doesn't, then that's for you to find out. And these trifling ass parents won't, so they kids are gonna get F's.
Hey, that's
and
sad.
That's on them.
All you gotta do is stay informed. That's all. The shit is there for you to catch, but when people minds on other things, you know, they'll mess
talk
it.
About it.
Guarantee your child probably got a phone.
Ooh, talk about it.
Might not got a laptop,
bet
but
they
you got
do.
A phone.
The internet on that motherfucker yeah. phone.
Okay,
you got service. You got the internet.
Okay.
All right.
Where there's a will, there's
it's
a way.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. Ain't that what they say?
That's what they say.
This bitch always with that old and
old lady.
Damn. She's 73 for real, y'all. I ain't gonna put her out there, but I had to put
luck
her out
there. Now.
See? There you go. There you go. Alright, so. What's going on in the world right now?
Damn.
First off, because everybody is quarantined. Mm-hmm. Well, bitch, I'm semi-quarantined because the bitch still got to work.
I know, right? That's that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But life of essential personnel.
Okay.
But semi-quarantined over the weekend, at least. So I've been on my TV show kick. First of all, shout out to Westworld on their season premiere last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
going
to clap, but I don't know them.
And shout out to me finally be able to catch up on 20s. Hey, Lena Wade.
Hey, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on BET. Y'all need to check it out. I wish I had, like, the date and times that it comes on. I don't, because I watched all the three episodes that's out now. I mean, watch it. Yeah, that'd be your best bet. But no. So, basically, it's about the LGBTQ plus community.
Plus.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Did you get it right?
I think I got it right. I'm always so worried about saying it because I don't want to fuck it up.
And
people think
spot.
I'm being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just legit, it's my tongue that's messing me up. Not that I'm rude.
Okay.
But it follows this 20-something-year-old named Hattie. Shout out to you. And just, you know, life for her and her girlfriends. Not like legit girlfriends, like her friends.
Her friends.
Growing
girls.
Up in 20s. It's dope.
Yeah,
and it's especially dope because Lena Waithe, hello.
I mean, what don't she do dope?
I mean, ooh, what?
Come on, what?
Listen, sis. All right, I'm going to let that go. But for real. Hey, boo.
Hey, what? Holla at your girl.
Man, do it. Do it. Okay? Get me. What the hell else is going on? I mean, what is... Current
besides the virus, they killing us, they flooding us with
stressing
bullshit.
Me
too much.
And listen, y'all, I don't know what happened. You know, the government be a sneaky little government, and apparently, just, I don't know, somebody must have got their hands on a news article that I could have sworn I seen twice.
Uh oh,
mm-hmm.
Everybody keep posting, like, why is everybody buying toilet paper? What toilet paper got to do with the coronavirus? Nobody saw that article that I saw?
No. What was
that? That said that the fucking toilet paper got infected with the coronavirus. Mm. That's why niggas was out here buying up toilet paper.
Oh, they
paper.
Recalled it. Costco recalled their toilet paper. Because
see, I knew I wasn't tripping. Mm. And everybody just keeps saying, what they got to do? And I'm like, nobody seen that article but me. But bitch, I tell you, I can't find it.
But when she Googled it,
I can't find it. It's nowhere.
It's disappeared.
No,
I cannot find the article that I read. I wish I would have screenshotted or saved it or something.
See it back.
Sneaky
girl.
Government there. But what you know about
but y'all,
it?
Y'all do, y'all don't... need, listen, I'm not sure what the situation was. If it was a worker in the factory or the actual toilet paper or what the situation was. But it was the corona was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the toilet paper. And they released a statement. people went bonkers and went and bought up all the toilet paper, and then the article disappeared.
But why would they buy the toilet paper if it got the corona?
Because the toilet paper is already here. You want to purchase everything that's here.
You don't want to get what's being shipped.
Right, right. So that's why the fucking shelves is empty.
We already got my scots before all this shit popped off.
I was
going
to say, you know, I had some toilet paper. But, bitch, when I went to the store, I mean, if I wanted to buy some, I couldn't. I got to get the Rona toilet paper.
Yeah, I get that.
I got to.
We all gonna have to eventually.
Some people was like legit stocking up, fighting in the stores and everything. Y'all seen the thing about the nigga with the 17,000 bottles of antibac?
What is it?
I guess he bought it because he was gonna sell it.
Oh god!
But now ain't nobody buying.
Let's see. There has been a recall on Kirkland Signature bath tissue at your local Costco warehouse
Kirkland brand.
Yep, February 1st, 2020, and March 9th, 2020.
That's old.
Recent global
right, so you need to be getting rid of that
Our bath tissue has been contaminated with coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, my God.
The bath tissue has been contaminated due to the item being manufactured in China. Wow.
Okay, so I wonder if this is any correlation to the people who have contracted coronavirus but wasn't out of the country.
That's possible.
Yeah. See, they're not thinking like you. See what I'm saying?
That's very possible.
Damn.
I didn't think about it.
But it's like, you know, you can't even go back to say who bought the damn toilet paper. Because maybe that motherfuckers need to be under quarantine. They could be out here.
You can.
February 21st.
If they bought it from Costco, you can see it.
I mean, yeah, because you got the membership.
Backtrack.
All that
yeah.
True. I don't think nobody.
But they ain't gonna go
shit,
through
though.
That, yeah.
That's like
they need to be responsible enough.
Someone
to do that,
was on a flight was on a flight to the US. They I guess that got diagnosed, and the people was waiting for that person when they got off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
They took the man into quarantine.
Who, CDC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let the passengers go about their
That was dumb as shit.
And I'm like, you know, that defeats the purpose because haven't they all been exposed now?
Yes.
That's my thing.
The whole plane should
Everybody.
Have been shut down. All y'all
but
got to come with us.
But because they're doing it in these, like, isolated attacks, they're just taking the person that they know instead of taking the majority of people. We know that you've been exposed.
Around him. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to catch it or not, that we can't say.
Right. But at least let's get you separated, safe.
But they're not doing that. That's with all of the cases.
But then you had the people who have no symptoms, who have tested
positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the NBA players.
But then it's like, they're not even supposed to be testing you if you don't have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Right. But see, with the NBA players, they're tested anyway.
Right.
Well, so, you know, after that guy from the Utah Jazz, he got it. Yeah. After he got it, then they test the whole team. When they test the whole team, they found out the dude that locker is right next to his had it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay.
It's been enough. Somebody else too since then.
Yeah.
A third one.
And they had no symptoms. Yeah.
Shit, maybe more.
Mm-hmm. They had no symptoms.
You
got to
think
about
they the most healthiest
people
on the planet. They don't have... But that doesn't mean it's going to kill them either, though. So what does that mean? It's in your body. It's in your immune system.
And you can spread it.
You still can spread it.
You can spread it. But it's just not going to affect you in the way that it's been affecting majority of people.
People that does have immune system problems. Mm-hmm.
And eventually, your body will create antibodies to fight the shit off anyway.
Right.
So, and that's what's been happening. The ones who have gotten over the virus.
I think I might have had it.
I think when I was in here. Remember when I was in here sick that time?
Oh, no, bitch.
Look, man, the bitch gave it to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was sick right before that. I was like, when I was sick for about a month in January.
Mind you, I
never get sick. That's the crazy shit. If I get sick, it's like one day down for the count. And the next day, I'm back to normal. This shit, I had a fever for like 3 days. And it's like, you know... I try to stay away from the doctor. Mm-hmm. When I'm going to go, they're going to tell me, oh, you got this. Go back home and do the same shit I was going to do anyway. So it's like, I just didn't even bother. But it's like, you know, I quarantine myself. Because I first of all, don't be trying to spread my sickness to my kid. Mm-hmm. That's my number one thing. And it's like, you know, if she ain't catch it, fuck everybody else. But no, I had like a fever. And then it's like migraines, but I get them on the regular anyway. The thing that bothered me was that I was congested, like mucus, for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit ain't never out my nose and my chest. It was real bad.
Yes.
And it was just like, what, bitch? Oh, you telling me I had the
Corona? That's how
I
know I'm saying
it. I had the Corona. She's like, yes, bitch, Corona, bitch.
I'm just saying.
But it was like, you know, and it just, usually when I'm sick, it's like I'm sick and then I'm well. Mm-hmm. It's like a switch. Mm-hmm. This shit really gradually got better. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, once, when I was in it, and I feel like, you know, if I can still move around, do my day-to-day shit, I ain't sick. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you all right. But nah, I was sick.
That shit up.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, you know, I still had to do what I had to do. Yeah, and then it's like, you know, when I was better, I was fine. But it was just like, all right.
It took a minute.
At that point, wasn't even no, nobody knew nothing about no corona. Wasn't nothing to get tested
right.
for.
Right. I was down for a good 2 weeks. Now I came in this joint looking like a fucking zombie. And that's because I got remember, sick off of.
But I remember you talking about
being sick, yeah.
It's just my sinuses. I think this was last week. I don't remember you being sick before.
It was a week
that.
Before because I was sitting there, I was drinking the tea.
And fuck y'all. Because y'all know it's allergy season and the bitch is a whole nerd. Yeah. I got hella allergies.
Motherfuckers is sneezing from allergies and everybody's like.
And then I'm like, you know what?
Bitch, you got corona?
When you start hearing the cough. Mm-hmm. Or people that, looking like. Scary. Or you feeling like the heat emitted from people's bodies. Because when people got fever, you can feel that shit. But it's like, if it ain't that, relax.
Right.
Bitch, listen, the other day, I was on my way to work, and I catch the metro, and I was just sitting, and I was, bitch, turning red, eyes bloodshot, because I wasn't trying to sneeze. Because I ain't got time for nobody saying no small shit. And I had
looking
an issue
crazy,
on the train.
Right.
A few times, I had to let that shit out, and I was like, see, I know people are like, oh, no, this bitch.
Hey, probably everybody thought you moved away from me.
Man, for real. Because I do the same thing. Anytime somebody calls, sneeze, I be like,
right. I look at it like,
I don't even tell motherfuckers bless you no more. Just be like,
try not to open your mouth. Right.
Read the other way.
No, I was watching this video. The dude was in the barbershop getting his haircut, right?
Oh, I seen that.
And that nigga coughed.
He had about 12 bottles of spray. I don't even know what he was spraying.
Lysol. He sprayed alcohol. He sprayed disinfectant. Like, he sprayed everything. He smacked him in the face with talc powder.
Oh my god.
That shit was wild.
Nigga.
It's serious. First, just on general, I don't want to catch nobody else's germs.
No.
When motherfuckers cough and then, them white people, they be them. It be them. Just coughing and not covering their mouth.
They don't
cover
their mouth.
I don't
want to
walk
that
in your space.
Lonely.
I be really trying to walk around the joint. I can't stand it. This is before
I
the
stopped.
Rona was
even
gone.
Yes.
But it's like now that it's really something in the air. Y'all still can't take the time to have a little bit of hygiene.
They can't break it.
I had
Dang.
So Miss Thang Thang was doing a press conference, right? She called the press conference so she can address the public as far as what they were gonna do, whatever the plan was for DC or whatever, right? We get there, we waiting. She never shows up. They postponed the press conference. And I'm standing there, mind you, I direct traffic. So I'm sitting on the car. I'm like, okay, I'm looking. Why this Negro? I'm sorry, he's not a Negro. This extra pasty-ass white man.
Oh, no.
Decided that he wanted to cough, sneeze, and all that extra shit on the corner. And I looked, that was the other devil. Bro, is a lie.
Not even covering their mouth. Nothing. Nasty. Oh, wait, when they do that snap thing, when they hold their mouth. I be waiting.
Not rocket.
Fight.
Not rocket.
That shit is disgusting.
Oh, and I bust a nigga out real quick. You nasty motherfucker.
Exactly.
Y'all should hear me when I been at work.
I was like, the devil did lie. I said, y'all the reason this shit is here now, because you nasty as shit.
Yes.
Y'all been bringing disease for the longest.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
because they just exploring the world. They always bring some shit back.
Messing with them animals.
Yeah.
That be it.
Child. Be
see. They always couldn't see.
Whether you eating them or fucking them, you're doing the dish nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Eat your shit well done. God damn it.
Yes. The meat's still bleeding and shit.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
Parasites all hanging out the side and shit. Okay. Talking about the tendons of the damn meat shit.
Oh, no.
Alright, so talking about this bug is protein.
I don't need all that.
That's stressing me out.
It's stressing
me. This is making me think about stuffing my food. It's making my stomach. Oh
shit! Fuck that! I'm about to start growing fruits and vegetables in the
listen,
backyard.
Listen, I said the same thing. I'm about to be on that Khalees tip.
You're gonna be growing
go buy
shit.
Me a fucking farm, bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, I don't have time. All right, started a little gone. Got some seeds out there. They ready for the summertime.
My grandfather said, ain't nobody staying at the family house down in North Carolina. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, it's a whole bunch of land. And cousins live down the road. They didn't want to move into the house. They just using the house as storage.
Well, y'all know that's my definition. I'm going to build me a
tiny house. I don't even need that much space.
Yes, girl.
I don't even need that much space. I promise you. Just give me a little front area where I can plant my
Once my kids get grown, I mean, I don't need a whole lot of space. The fuck?
I'm just hoping that shit passed down.
See, that's just you and her. See, I'm back. That's right. You got some. I got some big dogs. Yeah,
some big dogs.
Dogs over there. I can't do no tiny house. They got feet be hanging on the window. I come pull up like, oh damn. Hell no.
You gotta do a tiny house deluxe.
Deluxe, yeah.
12 is hanging out the window.
Right, what the fuck?
Oh, them
I
niggas.
Smell feet coming up the road.
Shut up. Don't play with them.
So, no, we gonna wait. We gonna wait. But my destination is surely the country.
Man,
down
what?
South.
I need the trees and the fresh air.
Yes,
that's
I love
all
it.
All I need. We way off topic, so let's get back to
Fresh air.
Get back to
we running from Corona, bitch. Get back
to and these chemtrails, y'all talking about this bullshit. Long. Y'all putting this shit in the air. You nasty bastards.
What the fuck this week, man?
What the fuck? So, now granted, we was already talking about the coronavirus, yes. But my thing is, what is it about this mass panic that y'all have this whole inkling to go buy every fucking thing off the shelves?
Jesus.
I mean, are you surprised? Trifling. When the snowstorm come and they do the same shit.
It's like, but why though? Why don't you already have food in your house?
That's my thing.
Thank you.
I mean, at least a decent amount where you don't have to go buy the whole fucking grocery store.
And I think too, people are, and I'm just being difficult, guys. But people are just having a foresight like, I'm going to be stuck in my house for the next 4 weeks.
Right.
I gotta make sure I got enough shit so that I don't have to leave my home.
But what is your fat ass eating?
When you home with nothing to do, what you mean?
Yeah, people get bored and they eat.
Ah, motherfuckers better work out.
But my thing is, you're not stuck in the house, though.
You really not.
The grocery store still has food. People delivering food.
Right. Well, they stopped delivering. Some people stop delivering.
Oh, really?
Some people stop delivering. Like, if you get it through, like, Instacart or something like that.
Oh, that type of thing.
But, like, no, delivering directly like, from the store.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They cut the delivery.
I'm talking about, like, the trucks bringing in shipments.
Oh, no.
That,
okay,
yeah.
You know. I mean, so they still gotta stop the stores.
But they ain't give them a chance.
But then it's like, at the rate that they're closing shit down, especially in our city.
It's so fast.
It's like you never know when the grocery stores is going to be next.
Yep.
I really don't feel like that's something they can do.
They're not going to do that, yeah.
Have to eat.
This shit about to be like
Hunger Games. Especially now that you're closing restaurants.
But then it's like, too.
It's like now I don't have an alternative.
Right. But then, too, like if you already are one of those people that are afraid that mass panic is getting to you, like you legit scared to leave your house.
Yeah, that's
so you are about to go
and start
and buy up every fucking thing.
Well, get like, the right shit,
that's what I was about to say. Y'all buying the wrong shit.
Yeah. That shit.
Did y'all see the nigga with all of all the ramen noodles?
He
had like 40 boxes of noodles.
Stop. He know. That's
and
a survival
like, plan. All that soda, the nigga gonna be dead after this quarantine.
Noodles and Kool-Aid.
Oh, he about to mix that shit up, son. He about to mix that shit up.
He had nothing else in that car.
He had nothing else in that car.
He had
shit,
40 things of noodles.
Oh my
all
God.
All different flavors.
Jesus.
I said, okay, all that wax and that sodium, he ain't about to last this quarantine.
At all.
They gonna
he gonna find him
nigga
up in that house.
Listen.
I'm like, well, everybody else coming outside. Y'all ain't gonna check on him yet. He ain't came out yet. No. Going there, he laid up with a fucking noodles hanging out of his mouth and shit. Like all that sodium and put you in a grave, nigga. God,
you get all bloated because you retain the water and shit. But no, y'all not even giving a chance for these old people to come out and get some stuff. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
or sharing.
Or sharing.
If I was mass buying and I had some neighbors, like, I would be the one. If I ain't bringing a package, I'm cooking and I'm bringing you a plate at least.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. People selfish in times like these.
Very selfish. And like, for instance, bread. Y'all know bread don't last that fucking long. So why are we wiping out bread? And then when you ain't eat all the shit, you just throwing it in the trash anyway.
Bread. I've been holding on to the last two pieces of butt bread just in case I need to make butt bread. I hate that problem. Like, and that's how privileged we are, because I usually throw them shit in the trash.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I don't eat them. I don't like the way that they taste on anything.
On anything.
Really? That I have no use for it.
I like it on a turkey sandwich with cheese.
I got to have a lot of butter on that bitch.
I mean, it's like, you know, it has to be like down to the wire, and I'm gonna have to, it had to be thick enough for me to slice the back off to try to make it a real piece of bread. But like, it's just I don't like that part. That's but like
the crust of the bread.
I like it's the crust of the bread. That's different.
That's a whole piece of crust.
Nah. It's different. It's different. It's dusty. It's like crumbly. It's just a bad texture. It tastes. It's nasty.
I only eat the ends if it's the potato bread. If it's any other bread,
that's the only kind of bread I eat. That's still nasty.
Really? Mm-mm. It's usually thicker.
But you want that butt bread over here? But I've been saving it because I can't get no other bread.
Right, you're not gonna find
it. And it's like, you know, I just, you know, I might be in dire need, and I had to pull that butt bread off the table. But like,
you know, you can, they probably freezing that shit.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I forgot bread. You can freeze the bread.
It's weird though, because what happened when it unfolds?
That's what I always thought. Yeah,
it doesn't. It's not.
It's not.
Oof, I never done cake. It before. I always wonder about that.
Okay, so what y'all don't know is, in grocery stores, the bread is frozen already a lot of the time.
I mean, I'm about to say, when I go to like Whole Foods and Wegmans, they have it sometimes. But now they be having it in the actual freezer.
Yeah. So the bread be frozen. It don't taste no. Once it thaws out,
it don't be wet.
It's not wet.
That was just always my thought. Yeah.
Bread and cake. Bread and freezing cake. Like, oh, this gonna be, if it ain't an ice cream cake, why is it frozen?
Oh, we did freeze a cake. But it was the wedding cake. You're supposed to freeze
it. Yeah,
you're
supposed to, right. Eat it on the first year. Mm-hmm. I'd be scared. All that's scary to me. But I mean, I'm finna do that tradition, but that's scary.
I'm just getting all giddy inside.
You I know, bad. Right?
Look, y'all need to call get this shit together. Okay.
So I can take a picture. FaceTime.
We got time for that in October.
But yes, moral of the story is stop buying all that shit. Please. You don't need all that bullshit.
You don't. Save some for other people.
That goddamn serious.
Or like you said, share.
Yes.
And y'all are buying perishable shit. I've seen all the canned goods.
Still there.
Only thing that was gone, like the rice. I was trying to look for a bag of white rice. Shit. I couldn't find no rice. Just because I wanted to make some curry. I don't even eat white rice.
Girl, I made me some great northern beans last night. Dry beans. My grandfather gave me a hand bone the other day. And I showed
up. I told y'all this bitch 73. A ham bone and some northern beans.
Some northern beans,
got the great northern beans.
I don't want to eat that. A
little bit of onions. So you got all that good stuff.
Let me some fries.
Shit, y'all going to keep healthy in it, too, with all that. Yeah,
regular, I hope y'all got enough toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. From Costco.
Now, pause. Now, wait. Now, you know good well when you had a child, like the babies, and you know they shit all the way up their back and you got to wash their ass with the rag and all that, you be around the sink trying to get all that shit off of them before you put their ass in the tub. The same thing you need to do when you take a shit and eventually run out of tissue. You better get your washcloth and wash your ass.
I already had a contingency. The toilet paper is for number twos. You better get a washcloth for the number one.
Okay.
But no, we're not doing that. We're not running out of toilet paper. I'm not wiping, washing no poop off washcloths. I'm not doing that. I refuse.
Yeah, I think by the time I run out, Scott's gonna
like, we literally got to set apocalypse. Like, okay? It gotta be.
This is talking about apocalypse ass cheeks.
I was about to say, that's the only way.
You ain't going nowhere.
That's like the bidet shit. I'm just saying, you can't spray ass way. With that's water, so therefore.
All right, y'all. That's some gross shit. I never even like that. I just feel like that's a bunch of contamination and bacteria mess right there, too. The fucking bidets. Who the fuck out there was that? Just a lazy motherfucker ain't gonna wipe his ass.
Just sit there and spray my butt.
White people shit. I know they invented that shit.
Of course they did. Who else would?
Nasty as fuck. Y'all ain't never gonna get right. I'm so disappointed. Just watching them still. Like, it's clearly, even if you're not as scared as majority, there's still a situation. Girl. Like, you have no regards for that.
Right.
You still out here doing the same gross shit.
I'm just going to let you know right goddamn now. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to see me on the news in the event that air one of them cough or sneeze in my direction. I'm going to punch the shit out of them. I'm talking about full out, and I got a ring with my name on it, so you're going to know I did it. I'm punching the shit out of him.
Put the brand on.
So exactly. So while you stretch, just know, bitch, you coughed in my face. We got a problem. Ugh. Exactly.
Please, y'all.
I'm gonna hit you with the ghost punch, the fist, and then the elbow at the same time. It's all coming at once.
She trying WWE that. Yeah,
you goddamn right, but your disrespectful, nasty, smelling ass. How the fuck your skin stink?
Oh. I ain't gonna, that's
you
real.
You got
though.
Disease on your like skin.
With the industry I'm in, that's real.
Oh. That's real. That's you stink just walking past.
In there. That's body.
Mm. That's bad. It ain't I don't care how much perfume we put on that shit.
I'm glad I don't know those kind of white people. Personally, I know it's some out there. Yeah, I know it is. But
then you got all the niggas mass panicking and shit. You should have seen the lines at fucking Costco.
I don't think it's the niggas that's panicking.
Yeah, no.
You don't think so? Uh-uh. You think it's everybody?
We've been out there, because I've been out there, and I've been seeing all the black people.
It's a few that's been acting a little funny, far as gloves and mask and shit like that. True.
That's because they trying to be a, to start a trend. Uh-huh. It has nothing, to,
nothing
do with,
to do with really being
No. Y'all wearing these decorative masks that you're supposed to change every 2 hours. You leaving on 24 hours because you trying to be cute. Now all the bacteria is all over your face.
With their stars and their teddy bears faces
teddy bear faces.
Yeah, they put the bear on their
mouth. That's what that's about. They trying to follow a trend. Mm-hmm.
With the skeleton mouth.
Yeah, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Stupid shit.
Keeping that shit on for 6 hours.
But anyway. All right, y'all. Stop. Leave some shit for the other people.
Yeah, and please. I think this is going to be the last we talk about this shit.
Yes, ma'am.
Pray for you, this shit be over soon. Fuck.
I'm trying to figure out how to avoid the news in a minute. Like, how you do that?
I mean.
No bullshit. That shit keep popping up on your phone.
Yeah. It's sickening. Really, it's getting on my fucking nerves.
You scroll past. But then I'm too nosy to scroll past. I got to know
right.
Something.
Right. It's like, some I need to know something. Maybe right. For like an hour out of my
like
day.
Like updates.
But what's then
updates?
After that, yeah. Like the rest of my day, I just
block
can't.
It. Turn off the notifications, bitch. And just turn it off.
Can I get some just breaking news? Like when it something serious has happened? Like something different is like. Not because we got an extra person in D.C.
You're
going to
get that noise on your phone like it's an Amber Alert.
Yeah, give me that.
The emergency broadcasting system will pop up.
Instead of just constant talking about it all day, every day on the news.
Every day.
Telling us the same shit over
and
over again.
Oh, so-and-so tested positive for the coronavirus.
But I feel like, you know, they got a report.
But they gotta do something else too, though. So tell me about how Lil Jon Jon got shot the other day, because I know he did. I know he did. Don't tell me though you can talk about his corona.
True that, because
that ain't it.
Yeah,
but yeah, give me updates. Keep me updated. Keep me informed. Don't just stop giving me the same information, the same bullshit.
I just want people to do what they need to do to
in the first place
contain this.
Yeah,
keep your hygiene up.
Okay.
And legit, for real, if you ain't gotta leave the house,
don't
keep it at a minimum.
Yeah,
just do that. I ain't saying stay in the
house. Love yourself, but learn yourself.
Relax, relax, y'all. Relax, relate, release.
Oh that. Yes.
All right, so wow. Let's get into the topic of the week.
Week.
This week we are talking about body positivity, and it just makes me. Just so
smile
happy.
And stuff. Yes, honey.
Yes. So I'm going to read y'all this definition or this explanation of body positivity Lord, from Wikipedia. It says, body positivity is a social movement rooted in the belief that all human beings should have a positive body image while challenging the ways in which society presents and views the physical body. The goal of this movement is to address unrealistic beauty standards and to build the confidence of oneself and others.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Okay. That sounds about right.
That was a like yes. Nice little summation.
Yeah.
Of all that.
She
got
these SAT words.
Oh my gosh! What does body positivity mean to you? I mean, they got the general definition. What right. Does it mean to you? Like when you think of body positivity.
Not shaming people, you know what I'm saying, for their bodies and shit. And that could be skinny, too, because a lot of people think yes. When you hear body positivity.
Right, you're just talking about big
people,
women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But skinny
and
girls
and I don't even mean big people,
that.
Like big women. Like
yeah,
when you
big
think
men,
body positivity, people leave men out.
They do.
They do.
They walk around shirt off, belly hanging, and smoke. Because
that's because women like big men.
They like, I'm
okay,
big sexy.
They is. Just, they trending.
Big sexy. I asked my husband the other day, I said, how do two big people have sex?
I asked
like,
that before.
Two skinny
too.
People.
He said,
with
he said, when you lift the legs up, booty right there.
my God.
Quick access.
Quick access.
I'm about to say, there. Your stomach is maneuverable.
Then you lift your stomach yeah. up.
Like, what the fuck?
It's shit. Just sit for the ones who got the hard stomach. You know how they got that solid belly?
Oh, that'd be the men's mostly.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope your dick longer than your stomach. That's the way you work down.
Anywho. I mean, I think it's like self-confidence. Feeling good about yourself, like regardless of what people may think about you, you feel good about how you look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think acceptance and like appreciation and love for yourself. Yes. And I think, you know, when I think body positivity, I think more so of me being positive about my own body, mm-hmm. not necessarily being positive about somebody else's. Mm-hmm. And not that. I mean, I really don't care about what somebody thinks about themselves. But, like, you know, I worry about me and how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling good about myself, it's going to show. Mm-hmm. And it's catching. If I'm feeling good about me, it's going to show. And you're going to feel good about you. And that's going to move on to the next person. So then everybody's going to be
it's
positive.
It's contagious.
About everything, you know what I'm saying?
It's contagious.
So,
look, now, yes. I know we want to talk about contagiousness.
I know.
All right, we said it. This is a good kind of contagion.
Yes. You want this.
I don't know. Yes, I'm going to say how Lizzo presents her like body positivity. That is contagious. Now,
she
that
stressed
I have
me seen. Out. I'm going to say that. I love me some Lizzo. But Shawty stressed me out sometimes. And I be like, look. Sis.
She another one to wear the Fenty. We were talking
sometimes,
about her.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's overkill.
It definitely
and I don't
is.
Mean like. Don't be proud of who
or
you
don't
are.
Be, yeah.
No,
it's just
like
sometimes
a force
it's
down
too
throat.
Much. Thank you. And then it's like it's not even just her. Meg Thee Stallion be doing that shit too. I be like, sis, damn, we already know you look good. Mm-hmm. Jeez, let me catch a break.
You like relax.
But it's like, you know, at the same time, I don't have to feed into it, and I don't.
Which is true.
When I feel like it's too much, it's like okay,
you can
turn it off.
But like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but I love that they love themselves
yeah.
to that extent. Like, yeah. I love that. Keep it up.
That
don't mind my little
right.
like never. Who am I?
No, because I mean, black people been body shamed for so long. Black women have been body mm-hmm. shamed for so long. Oh, your butt's so big. Your lips so big. Your boobs
yeah.
so big.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of like, even as women, us doing it to each other. Like, up as a coworker. She had made this comment because one of our other, she's not there anymore, but one of our other front desk managers, like she wear nice clothes, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And it fits her. She has a shape. She mm-hmm. has a body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the other managers said, "Or you know, trying to be funny and shit, talk about something, well, you know, y'all don't see me walk around here with all this tight stuff on." And, and I'm like, in my head, I was like, okay, but you're small. Like, she's smaller framed. Mm-hmm. So your shit not going to fit like that, no way.
And how if you can had you the be, body, sis, you would.
You would.
Let's
yeah, so
not
stop.
Like, okay.
So that part, I think, as body positivity and spreading that shit around, like, people mm-hmm. need to start.
Don't hate, congratulations.
Yes, that's my thing. Like,
and I'm a big, like, I would put myself all in the mix. And ascertain my position real quick. When you out here trying to talk some shit about another woman, oh, yeah, she look good, don't she? All in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you don't like her shoes? You tripping. Maybe you should get them shoes. Like, don't play. Like, I don't like that. I don't
yeah.
like that at all.
I think that's like bordering on bully. I don't like that.
Insecurities too.
Yeah,
you
that's
you
the thing.
insecure about what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you rather shine light on some other shit on somebody else and make it seem like they're wrong or whatever. Make you feel better about yourself. Maybe you do.
And
sad.
It's like we all crack a joke here and there, but it's like I don't know. I don't do that in public.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I just because I don't want to hear nobody talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even about to do that to another woman.
My thing is definitely not out loud. Hell no. But you know, every now and then it's a bitch that's just going a little too far with the bullshit.
Like, girl, what you see this?
Right.
But then it's like, that's probably going to be the end of it. Because you go already, yeah. I ain't got to say nothing else.
Like, she ain't, yeah, you ain't my home girl. I ain't got to worry about you.
But it's like, I ain't got to say nothing else. Because mm-hmm. who I'm talking to, you already know what the fuck
what I'm talking
about.
Right.
I ain't got to, like, talk about her. Be like, girl. And you be like, bitch.
No,
that's
she
it.
Didn't.
That's the conversation.
And
like, is
this bitch really out here looking like a flamingo?
See,
why
no.
is her whole
hair? We see
them.
We like,
what doing
all that?
She, hey. You know, she Joan, girl.
Exactly.
She's gonna fight ass up, and then she's gonna be crying.
And then I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm over it. Bitch, you cute, boo.
That's, I mean, a little bit. look at something after I fire you up for like 2 seconds, I might look at something that you have on and be like, oh, all right, you trying. It's cool.
Yeah, but you should know for yourself, and like I said, as your circle as well, if you going too far with what the fuck you got on, if it's not appropriate, or you know what I'm saying, for the body, dress for your body type though.
That's
know
true.
What looks good on you, what fits you, what
I'm gonna tell you this though. I'm not that friend.
You're not finna tell a bitch.
I'm not that friend. And it's like, you know, but you know what you look like, just like I do. And if you are comfortable like that, sis. Love yourself. Yeah. I'm not about to be the one that's like, bitch.
I'm going to let you know. But luckily, I don't have nobody around me that's right. like that, so I don't have to worry about that.
But it's like, let me know, and then I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear anyway.
You're still going to wear it, yeah.
Or then I'm going to feel somebody like, bitch, fuck
well,
you.
Well, if I know that that's the type of person, I probably wouldn't say nothing at
that's
all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just listen. Do what you going to do, boo.
Okay. Wear what you gonna like, you realize that you're... Roll right there. I don't know. You might put it out. I'm just letting you know. Oh, all right. Then let's go. Bitch, you do by outside. Let's go.
You realize that your
I'm not about to let you be out of place. If your shirt rising up and
shit like that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to adjust it for you. But like, no. Or if your head's sticking up the wrong way, you got something on your face, I got you there.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as anything else, like, no, you chose to put that on because you like the way you look in it.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you live your life.
So the fact that you're wearing a crop top that tie around and the string is stuck up under one of your rolls.
Yep.
You cool with
that's
you
her business. Yes. If you think you look good, I'm going to let you do that.
Oh, Lord. Got the
that's body shaming.
Yeah.
That's for you to tell me. It is. If you want to tell me because it makes you uncomfortable.
I want to know, is it making you feel uncomfortable? Is it cutting
clearly
off some circulation
not, if
up
I'm
under that?
This bitch trying to be funny.
She trying to be funny. I told
clearly
you.
It's not, though, if I'm wearing it. If I got it on, obviously I feel comfortable
good,
and
yeah.
confident in
I say myself before I walk
for you to tell me, you know your string up under your face. Like, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, I know. I put it there.
Thank you.
I wanted to hold this left titty up right here. Bitch, shut up.
Okay, I'm faking a little bit.
I know, Miss.
I do be like, okay, she doing it. All right, boo. Go ahead with the confidence.
That was
I can't
phony
have
it. Okay, boo. Okay.
Ain't gonna lie. I might not go on you right then and there.
I don't know, and then too, when I see
maybe
women out
later.
There, and it's like they doing a little bit more than what they should, I'd be like, oh, sis got it.
Right.
She was
mentally
her confidence enough to walk in the house like that. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you all of that, yes. Even if I feel like
I gotta feel all
I wouldn't do it, I'm giving it all to
so
you.
Even though I wouldn't
because,
do it.
Listen, you walking proud in it.
Mm-hmm.
And who gonna check you, boo?
Not a
man. I'm gonna check you. Ain't never been that you walking proud enough that your shit is rising all the way up to the back of your damn neck.
That's different. Then I think that's a...
a malfunction. Oh, of
right. I don't think that's... like, nobody comes out the house wanting their shit to rise up. Then that's just like, bitch, pull your shit down.
Right.
But like...
be more conscious.
Right. That's it.
But like, no, but you knew that skirt was too goddamn short in the first goddamn place.
But when you try it on, I mean...
when you try it on, your ass cheeks is hanging out the bottom of your skirt?
No, I've had dresses where when I tried them on, they was good. But when you start walking more, they'll start to shift up.
I mean, yeah, it's like two...
So I got to keep adjusting every now and then.
Like, fit it to your body. I'm talking about the ones that have, like, the little flare-out little skirt.
Oh.
And you walking, and your shit is just...
I'm going to say, but that's the style. Depending on where you at. If you coming to the restaurant like that, then it's like...
I don't know, but I say it's funky white girls' butt cheeks. But this bitch
had
this
little
teeny
ass
skirt on.
If you got the club, you sis,
what
you want to wear?
I was like, bitch,
right. That's what I'm saying. Dress for the occasion. Dress for what's appropriate. And yeah, love it. Goddamn.
Moving on. For that attention. Anyway, what's the next?
Yes, moving on. are you positive about your body? Hell fucking yes. I love myself.
I love my body, too. I do have a few flaws that I feel like I have.
I mean,
but it's
that's
girl
with
body.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's with everybody.
I am learning to re-love my body. I didn't at first because I was a big joint and I wasn't used to being like as big as I was. So my little confidence and self-esteem felt some type of way. I just was like, I can't fit nothing. I don't want to take no pictures because everything just looked like it's just big.
I feel that way. I mean, but then it's like, I've never been very photogenic or all about taking pictures. And it's just like, you know, I don't know.
Just
I look good in
anyway.
Person. Like,
yeah, I'd be
but it's like,
all, you know, like
I am currently the biggest that I've ever been. But I don't know. Like, that ain't stop shit. Yeah. I'm still pulling niggas. I'm still cute and confident in my clothing. Mm-hmm. I'm still physically fit. Mm-hmm. I'm still active. I'm not getting winded. Like, I'm good. With the exception of these things sitting on my chest. That's just my own personal situation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, I'm like, yeah, I got personal shit.
With the exception of that, like, no, I'm good. And this is not to say, oh, I don't want to be more fit or...
You can always get better.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just anything. Like, you know, no. And if I never do, it's, bitch, it's I'm still good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I think that comes in.
Recently, I've been learning to dress my new body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, I'll yeah. be buying shit still too big sometimes, and then I realize, like, bitch, you could have went down some more. Mm-hmm. And that be blowing yes. me, because yes. I be like, well, fuck. Well, that now, when I talk about ordering and shit online, then yes. that be an issue for me now, because I be like, well, if I get it and I order, because, I mean, you could send the shit back, but damn.
And that's how I feel about it. Yeah. That's one of the reasons.
See, I'm afraid that shit gonna be too big.
Yep.
Like, damn, should I got a little smaller? I make sure I read the comments and shit first now.
Yeah,
see how people
fit. Yeah. I have that problem too, because I like my clothes to fit, mm-hmm. but not squeeze me.
Right. I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Like, you know, I want to buy the size that fits me. But it's like, you know, depending on where I'm shopping at, the sizes is different.
Gotta go up
and
down.
It's like, you know, mm-hmm. I always want to buy smaller than to buy bigger, because, bitch, I'm not getting no bigger. I go fuck what's happening in the world. I'm not doing that. But it's just like, you know, I've had times where I've ordered something to my size when I probably could have been, but it's just because it's like, you know, damn, I'm a little thick, so let me.
Right, that's what I be thinking this. About.
But that whole time, bitch, I could have went two sizes down. You know what I'm saying?
Still got little hip asses up in there.
Right.
That's tricky. That's why I don't do a bunch of, online shopping. But then the bitch, I don't like going in
stores no more. Yes.
It depends. If it's like one of my favorite stores, I go in and I know where the shit is at, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for the type of clothes, I can do that.
I hate fucking shopping.
But if I'm in the mall, like when I take my kids shopping, she's going anywhere. I'm like, I don't feel like this. We going in there. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like drinking through wraps and jeans and
give you a headache just thinking about it.
Yes, it's stressful.
Or maybe like, oh, why don't you go shopping so and so?
No.
I hate when a motherfucker tell me go Marshall, Ross, TJ Maxx. Who is going there? And they be having the bomb stuff too, but who about to
but
go?
But damn, you got to shuffle through all that shit.
You
yeah.
have to literally mentally prepare yourself to go in there again. Like
no.
I just can't. And my husband go all the time.
I don't have that patience.
The bomb shit.
But then they like, shit. When you go in the men's section, it's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it is.
Everything is sealed mm-hmm. by the size, and by order. Color. Women, no way.
You gotta go
shit
through all that
everywhere.
Shit.
That's because bitches be getting shit and put it out there on something else. Yeah, just put it back on a different rack and just get
that shit. Like,
y'all
be
fucking up the eyes.
I can't stand. Now, I can grocery shop all day. I can be in the grocery store cooling.
That's because stuff is where it's supposed to be. You ain't gotta go in the tomato aisle you know before the pasta. It's where it's supposed to be. You already know where to go. That's why I said in my specific stores that I shop at on a regular, I can go in there and be like, okay, I know I got to go boom, boom, boom.
Get the fuck out. I'm to try that shit on.
I hate seeing stuff in the window of a store that I don't shop at and then you got to go in there and search for the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Just never mind.
Why isn't that right here?
Don't worry about it. It's fine. I don't need it. Mm-mm. Never like, I'll see if it's online. No, I won't.
Matter of fact, no.
No, I won't. Because, bitch, then I got to figure out if it's the right guy. No. That's stressful, too. All right, fine. Mm-mm. What is your favorite thing about your body?
My small waist and my fat ass. Hey.
Really?
Okay. Grab it. Ooh.
We got a song out this shit.
Freestyling. Hey. You grab it. Ooh. Back the thing up on them. Will size anything. Hype monsters.
So what we do.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Sure. That bubble butt poking back there with the waist. Yeah. This is new, y'all. Don't worry. But yeah.
This is bitch, new. That shit ain't
bitch,
new.
Bitch, no, I did y'all have a little thing, though.
Why ain't on there and play?
Oh, nah.
She playing game.
You might got a little smaller in the waist, but bitch, no, that ass over
there.
I don't even know why you playing. I don't even know why you playing.
That booty back there.
Hey.
But that's my thing, baby. I love that shit. If it went somewhere, I'm going to cry. That's why I always ask y'all, is it there? all the time.
Girl, that thing dead ain't and going nowhere. Okay.
I got to check her right now and then. Make little checkups every now and then.
Really? She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, bitch. Really? Keep dropping weight. Check like, it. Hold up.
Check it. Make sure right. it ain't going nowhere.
Hold up. Get skinny.
Whenever, because I fluctuate with my weight. Not a lot, but enough. And it's like every time. The first thing to go. I feel like, damn, my ass getting a little bit too small. When I gain weight, the ass the first to come.
That's the first come back, don't it?
That's the first that comes.
Yes. When I was sick, that's what happened. When I was in here, I was 140 something. Bitch, I ain't 140 something now.
Hey,
praise God. Got that weight back up.
Hey.
My fucking
so funny.
But that was the first thing come back to, that ass. Jiggling all around the house.
Listen to I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I love it, y'all. She asked me jiggling my favorite all part. Around the house. Yes. It's nice. What's oh your favorite gosh. Shit?
Oh my God.
Right now, my ankles.
Yo, bitch, come on. <ahead. laughs>
You know, I was not expecting that.
You weren't
that.
Ready for that?
Bitch, your ankles.
Yes.
I mean, if you love your ankles, yes.
Ankles.
They ain't cankles, okay? Because it could
they
be
not,
worse.
They are not cankles.
Okay. It could be worse.
I remember at one point I had stretch marks on my ankles. Come on now.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's
still
there.
They
didn't went away.
Did
you moisturize?
Ooh, she bouncy. Look at
this. Look at this. Look at this.
Thank you. Was a little chunky at one point.
Oh my
yeah, you don't
want to
get the flu around your ankles, okay. So that's good. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
the ankles and the knees, baby.
I
ain't
tripping at that. Like, I'm still tripping off that.
Does she even say her ankles?
Yes. I don't know what I was expecting, but.
That was it.
Don't do that. Hello, ankles. Don't understand.
I don't even know what to answer. I like the way. That
she found a stretch mark.
I did. I told you.
She been moisturizing.
Yes. Really?
I mean, that's the only reason you can see it.
Ankles and feet.
That's the only reason you can see it. Because you're red and shit.
That's fine. It's fine. It's only my ankles.
I don't know. Did I have a favorite part? I like all of it.
You like all of it? All of it.
All of it. I don't know. I like the way my thighs look in clothes. I mean, I like putting it out of clothes. But like, I don't know. That thing, man, what? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's my favorite part, though. But it's like when I look in the mirror, I be like, do these thighs look good? They look good. I'm good to go.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite part. It just all comes together.
I know. That's
good.
Right.
So,
yes.
That's, you know.
She's like, it's certain parts is your favorite at certain times.
Okay, that works. Yeah. That works.
Like you said, you like your thighs and them jeans.
Mm-hmm.
That ass be poking. You gotta get
I mean, I don't know. I guess that's all I really pay attention to, though. When I'm putting pants on, make sure their stomach look
sitting.
Right.
Sitting.
Then them thighs and that butt. Make sure this fake is cute.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we don't do nothing to it. I ordered that. That's it.
Moisturize. Look, everything
moisturize. But now beyond that, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. As long as it's working together, I'm good.
I know that's right.
I'm good. So how do you practice body positivity on a day-to-day basis? Mm. Do you have something that you do that you just like, I don't know, get you feeling right?
Mm-hmm. Put a waist trainer on. Praise him.
Okay.
Yeah. Snatch it in. Okay.
Yeah, I put the little sweat vest on that you can wear all day. Keep you thermalized in there.
Thermalized.
Yes.
Sweat. Especially for these, these cold months that just went past. Okay.
Okay. Shoot. I figure if I got to sit still all damn day, I might as well sweat somewhere. Since I can't move that much.
Oh, true that. I don't know. I would feel restricted.
With the waist
training? Yeah, all day. And it's just because majority of my time is sitting still.
Don't mm-hmm. they got the ones, though?
If I was moving,
that's the one I got.
Okay.
I mean, still. I don't know. Like, unless
you still feel like
if it, yeah, like not in. Like necessarily sucked in, but that I don't like having clothes on.
Oh.
So she's like, you know.
A naked tail.
Anyway. Don't, now you make it seem like I'm naked right now.
Okay, she's not naked. She has no clothes. She's fully clothed, okay? She's gonna let you know.
But that's what I'm
she
saying.
Just
like,
don't
I
like
feel
clothes.
Restricted. Like, I don't want nothing else extra on mm-hmm. that I ain't gotta have on. But like, if I had it on while I was being active, mm-hmm. yes,
that's
I would wear it then. But like, I don't know to sit. I don't know. But yes, if it works for you, Keep it cool.
Yes, I've been trying to
see. I know this is going to sound.
The way these love handles are set up, I'm trying to get rid of the things. Yes. That's the only thing that makes my clothes look weird. I don't like for my hips to be sitting out here, but my love handles sit like right before you get to the
Listen, as long as the hips.
High rise, baby. With them high rise jeans.
Girl, I had some on the other day.
Yeah, thank you. Put all that together.
I don't know. But it do that, yeah, but then you got that little pooch in the front. It be looking like you got that sometimes. Fun pocket.
Mine just started to evaporate. Can that evaporate? I don't know.
We can say it today.
We're going to say it today, bitch. Yeah, my shit just started evaporating. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just,
soft and jiggly now. Just
I don't like that. So that's the part I don't like. When I was
the loose skin after you lose all the weight, because these inner thighs right here, I need to know. I was about to say, but don't anybody know
like skin.
How to get rid of the inner thigh fat?
Like, this bitch went through a major transfer. Like, it ain't like that.
Right. It ain't hanging. Like
that. What's it called? It's that subcutaneous fat that's left there.
Who got SAT word today?
Ooh!
Try to play with me. Subcutaneous. Okay. Continue.
So the shit can tighten up.
There's a little bit of fat that sit up under the skin. Mm-hmm, you know, that's the one you got to get rid of. Cardio, get rid of it. It will.
This bitch.
Well, we won't be sitting in the house. I'm gonna see y'all bitches' videos be on the live stream. Bitch, stepping like shit. Knees up.
Come on, see, we have been doing band fit right about fit. Now.
Listen, we just started. Somebody make a schedule.
Shit was gonna be in the house, so
I'm gonna go breathe the air.
Oh, you gonna be
I mean, if it ain't people out there, I should be
look outside first.
Shoot, you know we used to band fit around the track. We can band fit around the track.
Sure can.
Ain't nobody around there. They scared of the air.
They can work. You got a day to day thing you do there, Dassy?
I just watch my nigga be on the prowl. When I see him watching, that's good enough for me. I don't really do too much. Well, no, he will. If you talk to him, though, and let him tell it, I want to fuck myself. So I must do something. I guess I'll be in the mirror.
Ow!
But other than that, I don't do shit.
That's how they say it about his day. You be crimping.
And who's the old lady now?
Still you.
Prepping. Steal your ass with them ham hocks and chitlin' legs and shit.
It's probably like the most basic shit. But for me to take my time getting ready, like to moisturize myself, lotion up, and like just get this chocolate skin all less than me.
Less than herself.
I feel good. I'm ready to go. When ain't no dry part of this body.
Right, smelling good.
Saying what? Feeling
that's
all I gotta do. That olive oil popping. Because some days it be some days when I ain't got time to lotion these legs.
Oh, shit.
I just gotta hit the...
So, let me find out.
Shit. No, but see, I don't get ashy, though.
Oh, all right. Because I was going to say, let me find out them knees be out here in these streets.
Looking like Mr. Brown. Looking like Mr. Brown.
Like matches and shit.
I wear a uniform every day. And it's like, you know, if it's a rush day, I ain't about to hold you. We clean. But these legs probably ain't got lotion this morning.
A little bit ashy.
And it's like, you know, it does, like... No, bitch, no ash. What do you mean? The soap that I use prevents
moisturizing.
Well, when I moisturize, it just give me that like glistening.
Look, extra,
a little extra.
Yeah,
y'all didn't see some of them soaps. That's what I need to get some shit.
But
some of them soaps. Yeah.
Try to play me. Try to call me ashy. Y'all rude. But no, like when I have those days and it's like I can't take my time and do that, I do feel a little off. But them days when I don't care what kind of day I had, what kind of morning I had when I woke up. If I'm like that, if I'm right like that before I leave, it just makes the whole day better.
When you're feeling good, you're looking good. You're shining from the inside out.
Yes,
from
the
inside out.
So how do you maintain that body positivity on a quote unquote ugly day?
Don't give a shit.
Okay. You just positive anyway.
I just be like, whatever.
I feel like my ugly days are when I'm going to work.
True that.
Gotta wear that bullshit.
For everybody, but okay.
These vests and straps and chains and shit. I don't know.
Chains.
I mean, all that shit we wear.
You're right. It is
it's
a chain.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Spiritual slavery.
Break every chain.
Okay.
You do.
I need it.
The fuck. I do not give a fuck when I'm going to work.
I'm trying to tell you.
I snatch this shit back out the way and just be like, I'm here. Hello.
I'm so vain. And I don't know if it's like the prideful Leo-ness in me, but like I can't I gotta look like something. I do. And I'm not saying like you just walk out the house looking like something, but it's like, you know, no, I can't.
But I don't give a fuck once I'm there. I pull that shit back. Who is it to be cute for?
That's true, but me. It's to be cute for myself.
I feel that.
And it's like, I don't know if I feel like I ain't done my best when I walked out the door. I feel like,
but see, that's the ugly day.
I got smell good. My lip gloss got
so
be
when
popping.
You do more.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, so then
my lip gotta be popping.
What constitutes an ugly day for you? I think when my hair is not done, I feel like trash. Oh my god.
I don't think. And I got locks now. About that
I mean, still some days these shits be not. They be everywhere. Right, you know. Shit be all over the place. And it's just like, goddamn, if I got to put another motherfucking ball pin in this bitch, to lose it.
My, you know, like, when my hair's not right. My hair, like, my lips, and my fucking earrings. If I don't have earrings on,
yes,
I look like a little boy.
Exactly, yes.
I do too. I like a real
literally,
girl
he got a check. Like, bitch, you got your keys, you got your earrings.
Yes.
Nice. I don't got no earrings on.
I feel the same way, and I gotta have earrings in every hole. I have to have my necklace on, and I have to have my ring.
Yes, or you're not complete.
Bracelets, depend on what the occasion is or whatever, and how many rings depends on. I don't wear a lot of jewelry. My jewelry is like simple jewelry, but it's like if I don't have it on, it's just like.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't got don't let me leave
this, this necklace. Oh my god, if I got it on, something wrong. You be like, you
she got keep clutching.
You need the eggs. You need the eggs. Everything okay? You don't see me with this bitch on?
You know the problem.
It's a problem.
Bitch don't got her chain on today. Oh shit.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Something about to get you popping.
I don't know, but on an ugly day, I don't know. Like, maintain it. I guess I'm on Shea Tip. Like, if it's an ugly day, it's an ugly day. I don't have time to worry about it.
I tried.
Well, maybe I didn't try on purpose because it just was a day. And listen, I'm still cute.
Exactly.
I'm just not.
Well, that's
best.
For sure. Okay.
But it's like, every you know, day. Day. It's all right. It'll be all right.
I don't know if it's your cute, but it's mine.
It's mine for the day, baby.
Okay. That'd be the thing, though. Like, niggas will try you on your ugly day.
Why will they ever?
I don't know that.
I'm like, damn, when the bitch was cute, where was y'all at?
Nah,
they see the potential, though. That's what niggas
say. I think they feel like, oh, she on my level now. So let me try. When you look at cute, they be like, damn, she ain't about to fuck with me.
That bitch out my league.
But then when you look at this little regular schmackler, they be like, oh, I see her.
See, that's where you gotta survey the nigga, too, then. Okay, hold up.
Then it's like, nope.
Wait a minute.
Then you gotta look at yourself like, you sure?
That be the thing when a nigga come up to me and I be like, you that's thought you was about to talk to me?
Looking like
that. Oh, no, you didn't. And I be like, oh, I must like trash today. Whenever that happened to me, I be like, oh, I look like garbage.
Wait, oh, I look like
something's
that.
Wrong. If he tried it. No, sir. I'll be like, no, thank you.
Catch a fine one trying to holler at you. You be like,
oh, even on ugly day.
Right, so I feel like, why the fuck is you?
Not just try, like.
Just like, nervous laugh.
Try to put on your best face.
Damn.
I must be really gorgeous if he thought I look cute today.
Right.
As opposed to, bitch, I must look like trash, but ugly nigga. That's funny as shit.
That's funny. You gotta judge the nigga first. You gotta look him over.
That's funny.
What car you got out
of? Right.
The gas station and shit. What car you get out of? Okay. This nigga trying to holler at me and I'm looking like this.
You got Virginia tags? Nah,
no.
Nerbine.
That means you a DC nigga faking.
Y'all be dirty.
Nope. Why we riding dirty?
I ain't got time.
No tickets, nigga. You don't like to pay your bills.
Right?
Nigga,
financial
your credit is
instability.
Yeah. Do it.
Mm-mm.
Won't do it.
Won't.
Y'all funny as shit, man. Right? Oh my god. Did everybody touch on the ugly day?
Yes.
Yes, we all did.
You did. You was the first one. You right.
We that's ugly. We fly.
All day.
True
every day.
That.
All day. Every day.
But we had to put a word there. And not so cute day is that better? Mm-hmm. So, how do you instill and empower other people to be positive about their body?
But we touched on that a little bit.
We did.
Mars the rose, you feel me? Like, leave that bitch alone. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I just feel like, just stop shaming motherfuckers. Like, let them do them. Like,
to each his own.
Yeah, it's not hurting you. So why does it even
matter?
And
I compliment every chance I get. And it's like, you know, some bitches don't know how to take them.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
And that's on you, sis.
And that's when you turn into the butt of my joke.
No.
I said you was cute.
That's on you. If I give you a compliment and you don't know how to take it,
and you give me the same attitude, I'm gonna fire your ass up.
But see, I don't hear that kind of energy.
I've seen people do that though, whether they were big, small, whatever. Mm-hmm. If they had a problem, not like a bitch, you give a bitch a compliment, and they still got like a stank ass attitude.
Bitch, if you ain't gotta say thank you or nothing, it's your little raggedy ass on. I was trying to be nice.
But I think more women should empower each other and be more like.
I'd be like, yes.
I had these girls, and it shocked me. Me and Dominique, this is like a year or two ago. Me and Dominique went out to a comedy show. Hey, girl. And we were taking pictures afterwards in the parking lot. And I was posing and shit. And it was these two girls walking up the parking lot. And it was like, yes, honey, yes. Mm-hmm. And get them angles. Yes. Dominique was down on the ground and shit going up. And it was like, you could tell it was genuine. Like, they wasn't trying, you know what I'm saying, be sarcastic or whatever. Right. And I was like, see, my bitches don't do that more often. Like, fuck that. Grab the camera for the bitch. And be like, look.
Yes, ridiculous stuff coming to play. And it's like, you know, that's the thing. Cause a bitch always competing with everyone. This is like, damn, we could all eat. Everybody good. Yeah. Oh, we all cute. Like, relax.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag black girl magic.
Come on. Okay.
Be fly.
But yeah, that's
tell the next sister she fly too.
I do all the time. And I know bitches be like, damn. And I think that's probably too why in my workplace people probably be like, is she gay?
Showing love. Yes.
All the time I do. I do it to men too. If you got it right, yes, you get all the compliments too. Get you some body positivity and some empowerment too.
Sir.
You just gotta be careful.
I sure as shit empowered.
Yeah, because they take it too far, right?
Yeah, be careful. You can't.
You taking it
out of hand.
Like, you taking this a little too far.
My nigga, though. Oh. That nigga know he look good.
Yes, okay.
Because you heard all the time.
All the time. I be like, ow.
Let me not say that like that. Not my nigga, my friend.
Come here.
My God.
I mean.
My dude. Like, come here, let me check you out.
My dude.
Let me check you out. Matter of fact, unzipping this.
Wait, bitch, listen.
Yeah, I don't know. You might not get out the house. You look too good.
That's true. We're going to have a delay. A little bit of delay.
Something quick.
Real quick. You ain't got to do nothing. Just sit. Just I couldn't even get the sound out, but you knew that was getting out.
Yes.
Terrible.
Mm-mm. Yes. So yes, love on yourself first and foremost. Because when you got that type of energy for you, it's easier for you to give it to other people. I must say, because I'm in the stank mood.
Not in the stank mood.
For real, I don't have it to fake stankness. To give to nobody else. Like, and if I'm giving you some love when I'm feeling stank.
That's no real.
But you better accept
you
this
know
shit.
It's genuine.
Better her than real. Me, because if you give me that every time, I'm telling you, I'm going to fire your ass up. You're going to want to fight me after that. Yes, because you didn't piss me off. Bitch, I done took my time out and wasted my breath to tell you that you was nice and you got the nerve.
But then, like, you ain't you. It don't matter.
I'm about to say, I'm not about to let nobody dictate my energy like that.
Positivity, and hopefully you will get it back eventually. It may be not
for
her.
And then I'm about to say, if she don't accept it, okay, sis, well, hope you have a nice day.
Right.
And I'm going to keep it pushing.
Hope you're blessed. Because I'm having a blind one. It looks like, let me say, look, I hope your blessings ain't blocked. You mean, bitch?
Give me that back.
Give me my love back, bitch. Like, yes, but show love. I think that should be just like how when you do shit for people, like favors, money, and shit like that. If you're giving it out, just give it out.
That is true.
Let them accept it. Keep it pushing.
It ain't nothing to say thank you. Just like it ain't nothing to say hi when somebody speaks to you. It takes less than a second.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, the only time I'm not is if it's clear that I don't rock with you.
Well, fuck right. Yeah.
No, bitch, why are you talking to me?
Right. That's it.
Like, it might be something different, but like, no.
But besides that, somebody speaking to you, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Ooh, that's one of the most rude things. And it's like, this is so off subject. I hate walking in a room. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. And don't nobody say nothing.
Yes.
I'm like, oh,
bet you won't get that
again. Y'all heard me say hello. Then everybody like, hey, hold it, no. Y'all gotta walk outside and walk back in. What is wrong with y'all?
No.
Nah, I think I.
I think that is so rude.
That is.
Or even when you're coming into a room and you don't speak.
Yes.
Where your man is at, my nigga?
I'm trying to any.
Ain't got trifling.
Nah, this dude spoke to me one day. last week. Yeah, he spoke to me. I guess he didn't expect me to speak back because his face was shocked and shit when I spoke back because he wasn't no looker. But he spoke. He was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, hey, how are you? He was like, oh.
But
like,
all that extra I was like, too?
I looked at him and I said, oh, you thought I wasn't going to speak, huh? See, you thought I was too cute? Nah, boo, how you doing?
I would be like, you know, hello. And I would do it with a cheery disposition, but like, No, niggas, no. Because they don't know how to act.
Nah,
you get these niggas an inch, they take
a mile.
10 miles. They don't know how to behave.
10 miles.
Out in the street, just listen. Anyway, in my workplace, no. I was listening. This is a whole, we're going to talk about this one time on another show. Because I don't do it. Mm-mm. You speak, because I have manners, I'm going to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to let you know, I'm only speaking because you spoke to me. I'm not giving you too much, because then you're going to take it and run with it.
I was having a happy, joyful day.
Bitch, I'm always having a happy, joyful day. But if you was a nigga speaking to me, hey, how you doing? Hello. And I'm going to keep it moving. Because as soon as I be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, monster. No.
All that extra that.
They do it every time. That's why I don't. Listen. Really? I learned it. Yes.
That don't bother with me.
Yes.
Maybe it's because I look mean and shit. I don't know.
But you. If you look mean, what the fuck I look like? The devil? Because that slam got a rest in this face.
A rest in this face.
No, for real. A permanent one.
I just wear my earphones.
Oh, Lord.
She tunes everybody out. Like,
yes, I
do. That shit don't even matter sometimes.
I don't even look that way.
Because niggas still be like, you know.
I don't see you. I still don't see you. I be.
Oh, I'll be like, close your eyes.
I don't even be in
the music.
I don't even be in my,
nah.
I be saying hands and shit.
That's when I gotta give you attitude.
Don't touch me. Ooh, you finna. Ooh, you done woke up the beat.
You done flip that switch flip. Ooh, don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. Put your eyes on.
Oh my God. Trouble in your
Excuse
life.
Excuse me, ma'am.
We so off subject.
But yeah, I know, right?
Love on your
positivity. Yes, pretty.
Love on your loved ones. Love on your people. We got to do better as a people, though. Like, mm-hmm. For real.
Yes. What happened to the Black Power?
Oh, it's always there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Black Panthers, by the way.
Okay, shout out to
them. For keeping these free meals going. Thank God for them starting that program.
Because
you got a lot of these schools scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to feed them kids in different states where the schools are closed. But here in the District of Columbia, they have a designated list of where you go to get your food, your free meals.
It's a lot of places, too.
Yes, it is. So, shout out.
A lot of places.
Yes. So, thank you for creating that program for them kids.
Yes.
Yay. That was on my heart. Just had to say that.
All right.
Well.
Okay.
So, yeah. What did you learn this week?
Well.
What you learn?
I learned that half of y'all niggas out here are sheep.
I think it's more than half. But, yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's a nice... Nice amount. My nice majority.
Like, stop taking everything you hear and running with it. Do your own research. Have your own mind.
Ooh, come
Decide
on.
What you want to do with your life and what works best for you instead of doing what the world is telling you
going
is
with
right.
The flock.
Yes.
And it's bad, too, because we live in a social media culture that it's like people, that's all they know is online. So it's like they feel like whatever they read is law.
It's real. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not about to put her out here, but somebody close and near and dear to my heart. I don't care what the fuck the story could say. The sky is falling tomorrow at 6:00. She's reposting it. It's like, bitch, do you really think that's about to happen? And then it'd be like from stupid places like The Onion. Who don't know that that's satirical?
And
like,
then that's
on.
Where you fuck up stories. Because if you posting that, then later on when you get something new, now you posting that. Yeah. Like, you confusing your audience. Well, you know, even though it's
but
not
that's
a bit,
another
but your
thing.
Audience.
Like, bitch.
Your information
if
is not
If you getting
good.
Confused by this dumb ass shit that she posting, you're dumb too.
Mm-hmm. Research. Know what the fuck going on. Know
and
for yourself.
Or like, I hate when people repost shit from like 2016.
Says, oh my God.
What?
You didn't even read this. You read the headline and ran with it.
Yep. And just reposted.
No.
Yeah, be informative.
And
y'all.
Then it's like, get your news from a news source.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I read shit and I be talking about shit all the time in a social setting. But for my news, I get my news
from
the
real
news.
World problems.
Yeah.
Issues. Yeah, you want to go to CNN.
If I'm talking
guys,
about social
shit,
and I always be like, oh, I saw so and so on social media. I'd be quick to say that. But for news, go to the fucking news.
Uh huh. Now, we ain't tripping if Kevin Hart gets into some old shit. That's different. Right, right. The gossip. That's right. Different.
That's different.
But when you talk about something that could affect your life, your kids, your like, why the fuck are y'all running like this, like crazy like this, and not being so bad, informed?
Because like stupid people following stupid people, and if the stupid person number one got the wrong shit, and then another stupid person read it, and then they telling somebody, listen, I was around some people the other day. I don't want to say in what context, but the dude, he answered the phone. And I think it was his mother on the phone. But the lady sounded like she might have been his age. But he kept calling her mama. Maybe it was his woman. I don't know. Whatever.
My mom.
She was like, yeah, you know that stuff you you clean your clippers with. I guess he was a barber. You that stuff you clean your clipper with? The green stuff you put it in? Yeah, that killed the coronavirus. You
oh, my God, Lord.
She was like, yeah, if you use that to clean, you use that, it'll kill the corona. Like, but I'm just
now,
like,
where the fuck you hear that from? Like, okay, if that's the case, then why isn't it everywhere? You get what I'm saying? So, like,
but the way that she was that making bullshit. It seem was like he could drink it or, like,
oh, no.
Make it into a thing that he could take or put on himself.
Oh, no. I thought she was meaning, like, disinfect with it. Like,
and I was like, he like, well, I use, he said, I use oil and water, something stupid like that. He said, she was like, well, no, the stuff that they got for you to clean your clippers, that would kill it. That's the thing you need to use. Now all this Lysol and all this chlorine.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, this is the problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was dead ass.
It was dead ass, motherfucking serious. Yes, it was.
Oh, that's the devil.
And I'm just like, see, this is the problem.
Well, y'all niggas, stop being sheep. Stop running behind the next nigga. And find out for yourself.
And it's true, like, I don't think that people are so stupid that they don't know that they're stupid. Or that the person, like, that's giving them information is stupid. Like, you can't just be out here just going with everything and not second guessing. Mm-hmm. If the shit don't sound right,
search it.
Then 9 times out of 10, it ain't right.
I'm always trying to fact check.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah. I don't like to.
And I be saying shit that ain't factual all the time. But it's like,
this is deeper than deep.
It ain't about, like, come on. It's not about
stuff that matters. I'm trying to inform somebody about something. I'm not going to spread fake news type shit. Like,
I'm going to tell you, this is what I know.
This is what I
know. Do your own research.
Exactly. Like, I'm not sure how true it is. You can check on your own, but this is what I heard type thing. But that's just...
That goes against, too, the... Being the smartest person in the room, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
You better find you some folks that know some more than you. You don't be out
here. Okay.
But that was a good lesson.
Yes.
I don't know. What did I learn? I don't know. I don't feel like anything. No, for real, I don't feel like nothing new has come into my life this week.
This week.
Mm-hmm. That has, like, given me more knowledge in any way. I did the same shit I do every day of the week.
Like nothing past your cipher.
I learned that but then this is not something I learned. This is something I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
It just was reinforced.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I learned that I don't like being told to sit down. Nobody telling me what to do anyway. But like for somebody telling me like
you don't do need to sit down.
I got too much shit to do.
No, that's what she's gonna
so say. So you pause. Telling me like you need to take this time? No, bitch, I don't have the time to take.
No.
You know how empty? I ain't even gonna say empty. You know how much money I lost this weekend from this fucking coronavirus?
Yeah, I can see
some bullshit.
The shit is infuriating me.
It's getting me.
I had so much shit I needed to do.
Like,
so many ways that my money stopped flowing because people were not moving. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sit down. Too. I gotta find a quick come up because
you just never know. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like that, and so many people told me that. Like, and this is motherfuckers that can afford to sit down. Mm-hmm. People that ain't got shit else going for
that
them.
That kill me.
But their job and their family. Mm-hmm. And not to say that those things are not important, but that's what's important to you. That's not all that my life thrives on.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. So if you had the time to take to go sit down and do little nothing all day, good for you. But bitch, don't stop telling me to do that.
I can't.
That shit make me want to fight.
That's what I like.
I just got angry.
I can't. Sit
I heard
down
it
to do
so
nothing.
Much this weekend.
I can't just sit and still and do nothing. I have to move. Do you know how much shit I've done just in a day, knowing that I could not really go outside?
Shit.
Yeah, I don't understand. cleaned. I have cooked. I have baked.
Stuff was so like stalled. I still got stuff done, but it was like I couldn't do what my normal Saturday and Sunday would be doing because I couldn't get to nothing. Mm-hmm. Like it was
the stuff closed. Yes, anyway, it was so bad.
People couldn't come to me.
Yeah.
We couldn't get shit done this weekend, and so it was like, you know, there was so much that I needed to do that I couldn't do that I just didn't want to do nothing. I was so frustrated in my head about it. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this whole day. I'm about to go to bed.
But just then, end it already. I did what I could,
but stop telling me to sit down. I don't like that.
I just learned something new. I can put my fingers around my ankle.
No! She dropping
you
away.
Better get that body positivity. Okay. You better be loving them ankles.
You think you see all the ankles? Girl, I got all my ankles.
I said that should be a lie. Because I still can't go around my whole wrist.
How? And I can.
I don't know. I can't.
Your fingers too little or something.
Maybe.
Something ain't right.
Probably.
Small.
I can't.
You can put your hand around your ankle.
Oh, this one do.
It's your middle. You got to use my feet big or what? I can't put my hand around my ankle. What the fuck?
This bitch is crazy. Like,
I don't know.
Fingers long as shit. Ankle.
Oh, that's probably why.
My fingers long.
I'm about to say, yeah, I guess I can press it. All right.
Well, that's never learned how to do it.
She learned how to play with the ankles. She learned how to play with the ankles.
It's on topic. The bitch learned how to do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of that.
Inspirational quote of the day, you guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, in a world where you can be anything, be kind to yourself. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can.
I know that's right. I mean, God damn it. Yes. You got to love yourself first.
You got to.
Because ain't nobody going to do it for you. Yes. You got to show people how you want to be treated.
Say it.
Yes. Show people how you want to be treated. Treat yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Say it.
Before somebody else can whine and dine and love on you, you got to love
on
yourself.
That is the truth.
Yes.
Fuck.
Show them. Okay. Yes.
So get all that inspiration. Take all that in.
Take it all in. One more time for the people. It. In a world where you can be anything, be kind to yourself.
To your motherfucking self.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.
Peace.
Bye.